Now, Katie's popped in because you've got a question for Liliana.
I have, and it's about food. Is it really safe to cook food in plastic, like the plastic films you get on microwavable meals, or if I'm dinging my leftover curry in a plastic tub in the microwave? Or am I in danger of getting plastic leaching into my dinner?
Before I go into this question, we have to say that plastic is basically a common name for a large group of polymers, and they're all a little bit different. So in a chemistry lab, we'll use this polyethylene containers, which are really a nut, and they don't have any kind of additives that will leach. They're very stable. But of course, if you have a food containers or bottles or even some of the foils that you use for microwavable food, they're made of different polymers. One is polycarbonate. It's kind of this transparent material. And to make this polycarbonate, you usually need to use other additives, small chemical additives in the process.
They're called plasticizers.
Like plasticizers. So they're embedded in the polymer, but some of them will be staying there. And so if you heat up the polymer, they can leach out. And one of these, and you might have heard of this, is bisphenol A, which is now kind of on the list of banned substances. And you will find also lots of materials which are free of bisphenol A. But this didn't solve a problem because now you have other additives that might have a similar effect. And this effect is that they disrupt our hormone cascades. So, you know, our emotions are controlled with hormones. So this bisphenol A will basically mimic the hormones and activate them. So it's called endocrine disruptor. So if you have too much of this in your food, it's of course not very good. So the answer is yes, you might get something, but of course it depends on the type of container and material.
Eleanor.
Is there any way of knowing which one I can cook my food in and which one I can't? Or
yeah, but usually you will have the notice on the bottom if you check, and it says, tells you safe to heat. It's not that we are given something that is not controlled. There are some safe amounts of this chemicals that can enter the food chain. And they usually do. You know, we continuously get stuff and our body can deal with it. It's just that, yes, you know, there are possibilities that if you have a particular food that might react with some of these compounds, you might get some side products. So I would, I would microwave my things in the glass dishes if I have to, for example.
With that, Katie?
I think I'm going to go home and rearrange my kitchen. Yeah.
The precautions are taken so that, you know, the things are under control. So I wouldn't throw all of my Tupperware out.
I'm reassured now.
Yes.
Thank you, Liliana.